Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today we are talking about everything from trade deals and student loans to new iPhones and the top song of the summer. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, August 28th. You ready? Let's do this. Well, today is a big day for NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's that agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It's been in place for nearly 25 years, but President Trump has called it the worst trade deal in history. Today, the Wall Street Journal reports the Canadian foreign minister will be in Washington to negotiate it. And just last night, President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, agreed to having productive talks about it. Because here's the thing. Yesterday, the U.S. and Mexico struck a deal, a preliminary agreement to rework NAFTA, Canada not included. In fact, President Trump even said, quote, they used to call it NAFTA. And he said if it needs to be the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement instead, so be it. AKA, he's putting pressure on Canada to make a deal by Friday. It's another example of President Trump's tough stance on trade. Canadian officials said the Mexico deal is encouraging, but Canada will only sign a deal that is good for Canada. So, stay tuned. The late Senator John McCain, who died of brain cancer over the weekend, left behind a farewell statement. His friend and former campaign manager read it in full. In it, McCain thanked his fellow Americans for the privilege of serving the country in uniform and in public office. He said he feels like the luckiest person on earth, even as he prepared for the end of his life. And he said, quote, we weaken our greatness when we confuse our patriotism with tribal rivalries that have sown resentment and hatred and violence in all corners of the globe. We weaken it when we hide behind walls rather than tear them down. Some say that last part about hiding behind walls was one last criticism of President Trump, in part referring to Trump's push to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump and McCain have not gotten along. McCain often criticized Trump's leadership and policies. Trump even questioned McCain's heroism as a decorated Navy pilot. And now this week, President Trump faced some backlash for breaking with tradition and putting the White House flag back to full height on Monday. That is, until a large veterans organization urged the president to return the flag to half staff, which he did, and it'll stay there for the rest of the week. The top student loan official in the U.S. just stepped down. And Seth Frotman did not hold back on his resignation letter about why. NPR got that letter. In it, he wrote the Trump administration, quote, has turned its back on young people and their financial futures. Frotman was essentially the student loan watchdog at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Congress created his position in 2010 because of the financial crisis. But NPR says the Trump administration has criticized that office over the last year, saying it's, quote, overreaching and unaccountable. An update now about that mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida over the weekend. It happened during a video game tournament. The AP now reports the company that operates the Madden NFL franchise says the rest of the qualifier events are canceled, that instead the company, Electronic Arts, will be reviewing safety protocols. And the sheriff there in Jacksonville says the 24-year-old shooter targeted other gamers at that event. Court records show he's been hospitalized in the past for mental illness. Three people died, including the gunman, and 10 others were hurt. We now know the two victims killed were Elijah Clayton from California and Taylor Robertson from West Virginia. The video game company says they were respected players in esports gaming, two of the top Madden competitors. They were both in their 20s. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. The U.S. Open is underway, and there's already been a big upset. The number one seed, Simona Halep, lost. CBS Sports says it makes her the first number one seeded woman to lose her opening match at the U.S. Open. All eyes were also on Serena Williams, who missed the U.S. Open last year because she was giving birth to her daughter. Well, this year, she won in the opening round, and that means she could face her sister Venus in the third round. On the men's side, top-ranked Rafa Nadal won the first round. David Ferrer had to stop playing because of a leg injury. He later said at 36 years old, that was his final Grand Slam match of his career. By the way, this year is the 50th anniversary of the U.S. Open. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is buying HP printers in the fight against the superbug. Yes, TechCrunch says the tech in these HP printers works sort of like regular ink printers, but instead of paper and ink, it dispenses a combination of drugs for research. The pilot program is meant to speed up the process to test more effective antibiotics. Because you've probably heard of so-called superbugs, the type of bacteria that develop a resistance to current antibiotics. So the CDC is hoping the HP bioprinter technology in its labs will help make sure new drugs are available faster to fight these superbugs. Toyota is apparently investing $500 million into Uber. The plan? Work together to bring self-driving cars and minivans to market. The Wall Street Journal says the deal includes equipping Toyota Sienna minivans with Uber's self-driving technology and then using those minivans as part of Uber's service. TechCrunch says a third company might be involved with this too, but bottom line is Uber is expected to launch pilot programs with these self-driving minivans in its Uber service in the year 2021. So one of these might just pick you up. Remember, Uber stopped testing fully autonomous cars earlier this year because of a deadly crash in Arizona. But now Uber CEO says this is a good partnership because of Uber's tech and Toyota's commitment to safety. Another report says to expect Apple to launch 3 new iPhones next month. Bloomberg says there won't be any brand new designs like we saw last year with the iPhone X, but we will see a wide range of prices and features and even sizes. They're expected to keep that edge-to-edge screen and have Face ID. All the details expected in September. They are the songs you probably got stuck in your head at some point in the last couple of months. Spotify just released its Songs of the Summer playlist, the most streamed songs in the summer of 2018. Number one, Drake's In My Feelings. Kiki, do you love me? Are you sound familiar? Spotify says it was streamed more than 393 million times in less than 3 months this summer. But if fall is your favorite season, then a quick reminder, the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks launches today, the earliest launch ever. And that's it. But before you go today, I want to let you know about a little giveaway happening today only, because today is the 1 year anniversary of the very first episode of The Newsworthy. So first of all, thank you so much to all of you for being part of The Newsworthy's first year. We have big plans for the future and are so, so grateful you have joined us from the very beginning. And as a little gesture to show my appreciation, I'm doing a little giveaway over on Instagram. So follow me at Erica Mandy News and check out my latest post for all the giveaway details. As always, if you just want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about today, check out today's show notes. You can find them at thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.